This 2-3 regional semifinal matchup is a doozy, a pitcher's duel the whole way. We're tied at zero as we head into the top of the seventh inning. Jefferson and Kenosha Indian Trail Academy leading off the top of the seventh for the Indian Trail Academy Hawks is the pitcher, Manny Santana. Santana 0 for 2 in the game, lined out to third and popped up to second.
Manny Santana.
Large contingency from Kenosha Indian Trail here as you hear them start to get behind their pitcher. Curve inside, ball one to Santana. One ball, no strikes. Popped straight back, fouled just over the fence. One ball and one strike now to Santana. Four pitches through six innings for Brer. 1-1 offering to Santana. Grounded right back to Brer. Brer takes his time, throws over to Renz at first. Santana is retired 1-3, one away here in the top of the seventh inning. Brings up the third baseman for the Hawks, Evan Myers. Myers 0 for 2 in the game, grounded out to second in the second, and struck out swinging. In the fifth
third
inning.
Baseman, number 12, Evan Myers.
Myers swings at the first pitch, lifts it foul to right, and hits off of the Fisher Field sign in right field. Trying to chase it down was Ebert. Good hustle to the ball. No balls and one strike now to Myers. Winner of this game will play the winner of the Racine St. Catharines Whitewater game. St. Cat's wins. That game will be played at Horlick Field tomorrow. Catches the outside corner, does Brer. No balls and two strikes. Whitewater pulls off the victory. They're the lowest seed left. So that game would be at the winner of this one. Curve, checking his swing is Myers. As that was in the dirt, one ball and two strikes to the Hawk third baseman. One, two offering, swung on, hit high to right field, near the same place where the other one was. Giving chase to it was Ebert, but having to navigate a couple of steel poles that go into the ground for that sign, he wasn't able to get there. One ball and two strikes to Myers. Top of the seventh inning, we're tied at zero in this regional semifinal game. A 2-3 matchup, Jefferson the 2 seed, Indian Trail Academy the 3, swung on and missed. Third strikeout of the game for Brer, and two away now in the top of the seventh inning for the first baseman for the Hawks, Josh Andrade. Andrade 0 for 1 in the game. He flew out to left and walked in the fifth inning.
Batting for the Hawks, the first baseman, number 16, Josh Andrade.
Myers, that's his second strikeout of the game. He's been two of the three Ks for Brer. Andrade stands in, the lefty, firing a fastball down the middle. Brer, no balls and one strike to Andrade. O-1 offering. High and outside. Evens the count, one ball and one strike to Andrade. Stays up high, two balls and one strike to the first baseman. Ninety-sixth pitch for Brer, that's fouled back. Two balls and two strikes as Brer's nearing 100 pitches in the game. 2-2 offering. Low. Count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Full count. The pitch stays inside, a 2-out walk for Andrade. Second walk issued in the game by Brer. And now Coach Schmidt comes to make a substitution. Andrade is going to be run for. And looks to be Alex Kirpin heading out there. So Kirpin will run
Alex
for Andrade, who drew his second walk of the game.
Now batting for the Hawks.
2 outs.
Number 9
hitter up to bat, the right fielder J.J. Booth. He's a lefty. He's 0 for 2, popped up to first and grounded out to third. Throw over to first. Back standing up is Kirpin. Brayer's offering. Low. Ball 1. 1-0 to Booth. Runner on first, 2 outs, top of the 7th. We're tied at 0 here at Fisher Field in Jefferson. Throw over to first, and back in just in time is Kirpin. Crowd maybe not agreeing, but looked like he got back in time. Not a very big lead by Kirpin. The delivery stays outside. 2 balls and no strikes. That was the 100th pitch of the game for Brer. Brer, 2 outs here in the 7th. Runner on first. 2-0 offering. Strike. Inner half of the plate. 2 balls and 1 strike to J.J. Booth. Average lead by Kirpin at first. Pitch swung on, hit towards the gap in right center, but Ebert able to make his way over there and make the catch. And getting out of the inning is Brer. No runs on, no hits, no errors. One runner left stranded after 6.5 complete. We're tied at 0. Jefferson trying to take the hammer and walk off winners here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Why don't we keep it right here? We'll remind you that today's game coverage on 940 WFAW and streaming live at 940WFAW.com is brought to you by your Walmart Superstore in Jefferson. Premier Bank, located in Jefferson, Fort Atkinson, Johnson Creek, and Sullivan. Bonton Bakery in Jefferson. And by Davis Dewar Dean, excellence in eye care in Whitewater and Fort Atkinson. A doozy here tonight. 0-0 heading into the bottom of the 7th inning. Hundred and two pitches was what Brer's at after 7 complete for him. Has allowed 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 3. Santana still on the mound for Indian Trail Academy. Santana has allowed just 3 hits so far through 6 innings, walked 1 and struck out 8. He had a stretch in the first, second, and third inning where he struck out 7 straight batters. Leading off the bottom of the 7th for Jefferson is their first baseman, Heath Renz, a lefty. Renz struck out in the 2nd and popped out to short in the 4th. He fouls the first offering of the 7th, bottom of the 7th by Santana, straight back. No balls and 1 strike. Just a little low, 1 ball and 1 strike to Renz. Renz asking for time as Santana's working quick. Swung on and hit towards left, deep towards left. Snowden trying to track it down and almost overruns it. Has to reach back behind him, but makes the catch. 1 away here in the bottom of the 7th inning. That'll bring up the center fielder, Tanner Johnson. Johnson 0 for 2 in the game, struck out looking in the second, and lined out to second in the fourth. Lines it up the middle, a base hit for Tanner Johnson, and Jefferson has a runner on first with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We're tied at zero. Zeke Emmerich, the right fielder, up next. He struck out looking in the second, reached on a bunt single in the fifth, got all the way to third base, but they couldn't get him in the fifth. Tanner Johnson, 10 for 10 on stolen bases this season, a pretty good lead at first. Santana checks him, throws the heater belt high, swung on and missed by Emmerich. No balls and one strike to the Eagles' right fielder. O-1 offering, way up high, head high, one ball and one strike. Ebert went in defensively for Emmerich. Emmerich now back in hitting. Taking off is Johnson. Pitch up high. Throw down to second. In time. They gun down Johnson for the first time this season on the throw from Arnold. And it's now two away for Jefferson in the bottom of the seventh inning. And a 2-1 count to Emmerich. Stays up over the belt, three balls and one strike to Emmerich. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh. 3-1 offering to Emmerich. Santana, the delivery fastball, outer half of the plate, brings the count to full, three balls and two strikes. Three-two pitch, swung on and missed. A strikeout for Santana, and the side is retired. We're going to go to extra frames. Jefferson gets no runs on one hit. No errors, leaves nobody stranded after seven complete. We're tied at zero. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Boys High School Baseball on AM 940 WFAW and streaming live at 940WFAW.com.